Sus signos vitales, todo está perfecto.
The vitals are great. What are you looking for?
I'm filming.
Oh.
So I remember everyone.
Oh, that's true.
Te dije para recordarte.
Para acordar
para
todo.
Recordarse.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Why so, no. Looking so... No.
I'm enjoying my delicious dinner. At this five-star restaurant.
Bien. Yep. Comes from Central, the best restaurant.
Ceviche. Yeah. That's processed ceviche for you.
And the next thing, she's going to make a pisco sour, see?
Yep. We're getting the pisco sour mushy mush.
Oh, great.
Best stuff in the world here. Okay, right now, yeah. Let me just cut it.
Martin Sander here, MCTV, broadcasting from Lima, Peru. I'm recording this show on Friday. I just got back from the hospital. And I wanted to record it now just to give you my impressions, my immediate impressions. I can't yet get excited about being cancer-free, which I am. I can't yet be excited about being home, which I am. Because at this point, I'm really, I have to be honest with you, I'm in a state of shock at how difficult the thing was. I got this tubes going into my chest here, down to a collection thing. You saw that yesterday. I know many of you have been through worse, but I'm telling you, this is me. I can only talk about myself, you know? I can only share my experience. This swelling is supposed to go down. Better go down. I don't want to look like this for the rest of my freaking life. This tube is enemy number one. Every time I swallow, it feels like sandpaper. I was ready to pull it out last night. I went into a little freak attack. I freaked out last night. I told Maria, I'm going to accidentally pull this fucking thing out tonight if we don't get the doctor to pull it out. He said, oh, you'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. No. It's been over 24 hours. I have not gotten used to it. Swallowing is terrible. I have to have this until Monday. It's Friday as I talk to you. Yeah. You got everything out. This is where the lymph nodes were taken out. Everything's great. This comes off Monday. That'll be fun. This comes out Monday. That'll be fun. This gets pulled out Monday. That'll be fun. Actually, it'll all be fun. But back to the scriptural lesson here, if I may. I have a new empathy for people who are going through physical pain. I mean, I worked at a hospital, remember I told you? For like 3 years. And I saw some terrible shit, man. But I was on the other side of it. And as I said, I was empathetic toward people at the hospital. But I had no idea what they were going through, what kind of anxiety they had. And then when they took me down, it was a bit of a, well, I'll explain some of it to you later about how it works in Peru. The people, let me tell you, were just perfect. So skilled, so kind, so nice. The clinic was a bit third world, maybe second world. No, not third world. I wasn't in a hut, but it was just a little primitive. And I thought of our Lord and Savior being arrested and put through the torture she was put through by people. I shared this with you yesterday. By people who hated him. Now, these people didn't hate me. I tried to get them to love me, but maybe they liked me. The video you saw on Friday was recorded the same day as this, but I was much jollier then, you could tell. I got a little respite. I got a little break of something. And I said to Maria, while I got this, I'm going to make a show. I told the folks that I was going to make a show no matter what. If it was in my power, I was going to communicate with you, tell you what's going on, and make a scriptural point eventually. So, but things deteriorated throughout the day. The swelling increased, the pain in my throat increased to the point that I thought the doctor was going to make me stay another day. I'm really shocked he sent me home, but okay, great. But I can't appreciate being home yet or being cancer free. What our Lord did for us. My God. It was the darkest cloud, the worst nightmare anyone has ever gone through. And if you think I've beat up on Christians before for demeaning the cross, for selling it short, if you think I've been rough on them before, you're going to see the new and improved Zender. I am coming after you, Christ-denying, self-willed, stupid as oxen people. For having no clue what was accomplished on the cross by an innocent victim who was handed over to the nations to do with him whatever they would. And yet it was God who was behind it. And when he cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? That bought everything. Everything. And the thrill of the resurrection cannot be known apart from an understanding of the depth of the suffering. Cannot be understood. God has called on me to go through emotional pain. I've been through hideous, hellish emotional pain. But I've never been through physical pain like this. It hurts. It hurts. I can only speak for myself. I know some of you have had open heart surgery. It must be horrific. Nobody can prepare you for it. Nobody. But I'm telling you, I have a renewed appreciation of physical suffering. God called upon me to go through this at this time. It's meant to be, every step of the way, to be in Peru, of all places, filled with beautiful people, took good care of me, loving people, great doctor. I love every one of them. I gave them a salute when I left. I saluted them like this. And like this. And I blew the nurses a little kiss. I can't really purse my lips very good. Best I can do. But I didn't. They knew. They knew. I got a smile out of them. I still try to make people laugh. I forget what I said, but every opportunity I had, I tried to make a joke. I was fairly successful. Except for the language barrier. And my genius is lost in the translation. My humor genius is lost in the translation. You see. I'm swallowing. Anyway, all my nutrition comes through this hot mama. And, yeah. So there's that. But I thank God that I'm cancer-free right now. The doctor got everything. Absolutely confident. The doctor looked at me today, and he said, it's perfect. Swelling is normal. You're great. Vital signs are great. You're strong. Get the hell out of here. Aye, aye, Captain. I salute you. And I salute all of you. For your love, your constant care for me. And if any of you are going through anything at the hospital, there was surgery or diagnoses or waiting for a diagnosis, I am totally empathetic towards your case. And this final point, this is an indication of the glory. Whatever we have to go through here on this earth can't be compared to the glory about to be revealed for us. And that's the key. I've said before, why doesn't God show us the glory? Why doesn't God show us the glory? But he does. How does he do it? He shows us the glory through the suffering. As bad as the suffering is, it can't be compared to the glory. So he shows us the glory in a negative way. I know I've said this many times, but it's really in the forefront of my thinking right now. So I got some stuff to help me sleep too. So all is well here in Lima, Peru. I will make Tuesday's show probably on Sunday. Hopefully I'll be a little different person. I'll still have this. Swelling will be down, I hope. And this tube will be out on Monday. The next time Maria goes to her mom's, where my microphone is stored, I'll try to set that up here and make some videos with the quality that you've come to know and expect from Martin Sender and MCTV.